Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Muthoot Capital Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vidisha Sheth from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Today we have with us the management of Muthoot Capital Services, represented by Mr. Madhu Alexis, who is the Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Vinod Panikkar, who is the Chief Financial Officer. Without further ado, I shall now hand over to Mr. Vinod, sir, for opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Rathmi. Good afternoon, friends. Very happy to be with all of you once again. This is the accounts which was approved by the board late last evening. We are presenting the financials to you. I am sure most of you would have seen it, the published accounts and also seen the presentation on the website. We, like usual, we would want to give you a broad highlight and then attend or address any queries that you would have in relation to the financials and the business. Maybe to begin with, we are extremely happy to actually point out, in fact, that was the first slide we had, which we had uploaded about the rating upgrade. We have been able to speak to the rating agencies, CRISIL, and convince them on what is that last year which went by was their aberration, and it should be seen that way and should not be seen as the future. Based is that we have been able to show whatever we have been doing in the current financial year. We have shown for the first 6 months, and then we have been able to convince them on a rating upgrade which the entire group got, and we are grateful to God that we have also been considered for the rating upgrade. We have been upgraded to A+ stable by CRISIL. We are sure that will help us get more funds from the lenders and the other investors as we go forward, and definitely lower our cost as we go forward. That's the one thing which I wanted to put up. Apart from that, we continue to be in about 20 states with an AUM of about 2,042 crores. I will discuss about the AUMs separately. In the second quarter, we had about 36,000 odd customers. We have been able to bring down the NNPA to about 23.6%, down from about 25.5%, and have been able to bring down the net NPA to about 4.5%. We have a provision coverage of about 84.8%, which we believe is very, very comforting to any lender or any investor that the balance sheet is pretty strong. Overall provisioning is at on across entire AUM is about 21.3%. Capital adequacy has gone up from 20% to close to 24%. Debt equity continues to be at about 3.7x. Return on asset is positive like the immediately preceding quarter at 3.5%, and the return on equity is close to about 18%. Having said that, let me try to give you a broad detail of the financials. In the current quarter, the quarter which went by, we have been able to do about 298 crores of disbursement. While it is lower than the immediately preceding quarter, which was 327 crores, and the same quarter last year, where there was a drop of 4% versus same quarter last year, it's a lot to do with our own emphasis on further tightening the credit norms to ensure that the last year's increase in NPA won't get repeated. Therefore, we felt that we need to tighten the credit norms, and even if it means that in the interim from the regular business, the volumes do drop, we can cover it up through other loans and the other co-lending. The 298 crores actually includes about 8 crores of co-lending, which we have started towards the tail end of August, and a little bit in September, the real numbers would start coming in the current quarter only. Basis this, we could get the total AUM of about 2,036 crores, which is higher than the same quarter last year, though lower than the immediately preceding quarter. But then this quarter, this 2,036 crores is after a write-off of about 38 crores, which we will talk about when we get into the loan loss provision. We'll speak about it. So basis that net of that, it is about 2,036 crores. The interest income basis that was at close to about 110 crores, about 10% increase from the same quarter last year, and about 2%-3% increase against the immediately preceding quarter. Collection finance expenses at about 35 crores was higher than the immediately preceding quarter by about 3 crores or by about close to 8%-9%. That's got to do with two things. One is because of certain higher amount of funds that we had borrowed, number one. Number two was to do with the interest cost rise, which we have faced, I am sure most of us have faced because of the increase of the changes that RBI has brought in. Against the same quarter last year, there was a drop in finance expenses, but then that was because there's a lower utilization of close to 195 crores of funds. The operating expenses at about 41 crores is lower than the immediately preceding quarter, but slightly higher than the same quarter last year by about 4%. Loan loss provision has been lower compared to the immediately preceding quarter. From about 9.4 crores, it has come down to 8.9 crores, and significantly lower than the same quarter last year. But last year, to first and second quarter, we were all struggling to fight with the COVID, and then we normally, like many of us, we ended up as the losers. So versus the same quarter last year, there has been a big reduction of close to 70% or 80%. In the loan loss provision, there are two, three significant things that I would want to point out. One is definitely there has been a write-off. We normally, as a practice, we write off accounts of the hypothecation loans, which are in the D3 described by RBI, which was about 13.5-14 crores. And apart from that, on the other loans where we had 100% provisioning, that also was written off. Apart from that, because we felt that we need to reduce the net NPA further to ensure that the lenders are far comfortable, we believe that we need to make extra provisioning. We made an extra provisioning of about 7.75 crores in the current quarter, taking the total additional provision between last quarter and this quarter to 13.75 crores on an overall basis. All this leading to a profit before tax of 24.4 crores versus a negative 10.6 crores in the same quarter last year. Definitely a 330% big jump, and slightly higher than the same immediately preceding quarter, which was at about 19.8 crores. Net profit after tax has been at about 18.3 crores, definitely due to God's grace and efforts that the team has put up versus a negative 8.1 crores in the same quarter last year, and slightly higher than the 14.3 crores that we reported in the immediately preceding quarter. OpEx has come down to about 55.4% versus about 60% in the immediately preceding quarter and 66% versus the same quarter last year. So same quarter last year, it was 66.5%, but same quarter last year, it had got a lot to do with the lower income, which was because of the huge NPAs and the reversals of income which had happened in that particular quarter. Return on asset has been reasonable at about 3.5% net of, and earnings per share has about 11 rupees. On a half-year basis, the disbursement has been at about 626 crores, higher than the first half of last year, 446 crores, but not really comparable. But same time last year, roughly about 1.5 months or close to 2 months, there was hardly any business that we had. So the 40% growth, I would not add much. I would not ascribe too much to it, but definitely there is a growth which will help us grow the revenues. 216 crores was the revenue in the first half of the year versus 197 crores, increase of 10%. Finance expenses are lower at about 68 crores versus 79.5 crores, which is a drop of 15%, leading to a net interest income of 148 crores versus 117 crores. Definitely a good jump of about 26%. Operating expenses are higher in the current half year. Main line item could be collection cost, because last year for a couple of months there was no major collection happening on the ground. So that is where the cost increases happen. Roughly 18-19 crores out of the total increase is due to the increase in collection cost. Loan loss provision, it's at 18 crores versus 81 crores. But then periods are not comparable, but it's things have changed and changed for good. And we are a scheme that we take benefit of that. Overall, so, profit before tax at about 44 crores versus negative of 30 crores. And profit after tax of 32.6 crores versus a negative of 22.8 crores. So all in all, we believe that the things have started improving. Things would continue to improve. NPAs would go down. Disbursements have started. Collections would improve further. Disbursements would improve even more as we go forward. With apart from the regular business, a significant amount of volumes having or increase happening through the two PINCOM branches and the co-lending that we have started and other loans that we are doing, all put together would definitely ensure that the revenues, the disbursements will go up, AUM will go up, good quality portfolio will remain on the books. Therefore, the revenues will increase and the profitability will go up significantly. I would now ask Madhu to speak about the business, and then we will address any separately any of the queries that you will have. Madhu.
Yeah, thanks Vinod, and good morning to, good noon to all of you, and thanks for joining this call. I think Vinod has covered things very elaborately, but briefly let me run through what is happening in the industry and our business and collection perspective, and then we can open up for Q&A. I'll keep it as brief as possible so that we can have more Q&A and we will be able to answer more precise questions that you have got. From industry perspective, I think there had been pressure as far as two-wheeler sales is concerned. You know, the continued cost of ownership of two-wheeler, that continues to be on the higher side. The rise in fuel prices, besides inflationary pressures on the customer cash flows. We have been seeing rural sentiments improving, but it would be an important factor as we go for the rest of the year. But the early signs are that it would improve this year, and given the fact that industry two-wheeler sales had been at the dismal level for last many quarters, I think it is, and it should be bouncing back like we have seen in the passenger car. Retail sales had been at 30 lakh plus quarter on quarter, so that is another encouraging factor. The wholesale dispatches during Q1 23 was about 82.5 lakh. And the retails were lower at 66.72. That's how it is actually. And the stocking of vehicle happens for the festive season. If you look at the current quarter, that is Q2 23, the retails were about 31.4 lakhs in comparison to about 35.3 lakhs during Q1 23. Clearly there was slightly decline in the two-wheeler retails as far as Q2 is concerned, but broadly what we believe is 30 plus lakhs two-wheeler sales in a quarter is a good sign. It is a positive sign in the sense that that is a base level where the industry is now operating. I mentioned about cost of ownership for the two-wheeler, and that had kind of increased last couple of years, 3 years back, with insurance costs being going up and things like that. But and post that, the COVID hitting, I think we are at a very good base right now, and the wholesale of 82.5 lakh unit in the H1 is also a very encouraging number, in the sense that the yearly projection that we were saying about 1.7 crore sales that would happen in Indian market is something which is a real possibility. And so we believe that Q3 and Q4 definitely there would be a jump as far as retail is concerned. From MCSL perspective, I think H1 23, Vinod mentioned we had grown about 38% from disbursement perspective. Q1 versus Q2, I think we were declining. We mentioned that we had been taking a slew of measures to improve our portfolio, including improvements in our credit and risk norms, which had a marginal impact on our disbursements. But as we go forward, we do not see that as a impediment, because our commitment to improve the portfolio and the assessment of our post-COVID portfolio is excellent. We believe that this kind of portfolio is where the profitability would come for us, and the legacy portfolio, that is the before the lockdown portfolio, that would run down substantially, and there is action plan on reducing those portfolios, especially from NPA perspective. Vinod mentioned that NPA is going down. Specific questions we'll address when that need to be discussed. One very important thing that we'd been telling was about our flagship company, that is Muthoot Fincorp Limited. We had been sourcing business through their branches. While our disbursement had been flat overall, but from MFL branches, we have seen a substantial growth of about 20% quarter on quarter. We are committed to grow that. We would like to grow that, and that should become a significant portion of our overall disbursements. From improvement across all the buckets, and especially the softer buckets, and zero bucket efficiencies had been 95% plus. There is a clear plan of action to reduce NPAs. As I mentioned last time also, there is a targeted customer connect program. Lot of collection melas across the country is happening every month to reduce the NPAPs, the hard bucket collections. And at the same time, from the collection efficiency perspective, and one of the key achievements is it had been more than 100% for last at least two quarters. That is the positive sign. So we believe that as we go forward, collection would improve, and that is one of the signs that the customer's cash flow is improving, and that's why we are able to recover from them. So this is a basic perspective that I think I should share right now, and then specific questions we can take up so that we'll be able to give you specific figures to address your queries. Over to you, Vidhi.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Rahul Jain from Credence Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Rahul, you are. Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations on good set of numbers. But sir, if I look at the disbursement, of course, in your initial commentary, you have spoken on that. So we are at the lower than the average of almost 16 to 18 quarters. The past 16 to 18 quarters, the disbursements are lower than the average, and the new customer addition, which is around 36,000, is also lower than the average of almost last 4 years, 16 quarters. So Going ahead, given our target or guidance of about 1,750 crores of disbursement, how do we take care of this and what do you expect the second half? What will drive the growth here on? What kind of changes you would be doing in terms of your strategy to drive the growth compared to what has been seen in, say, last two quarters?
Rahul, Vinod here. The intention is definitely to grow, but then grow a quality portfolio. And that is the reason somewhere in the middle of August when we did see things improving, we felt that no, growth is necessary, but then it should come, quality should be good. And then we started tightening the credit norms further, and which effectively meant that disbursements did take a bit of beating, but we are fine with it because what is coming out is good quality portfolio. And we were comfortable with that because, like Madhu said in his commentary, saying that we, the disbursements from the Muthoot Fincorp branches are going up. And we also were to start co-lending. So that we felt that no, we will get these volumes after, let us say, first 45-50 days. Co-lending will also start delivering. And if numbers are to go by, which I can't possibly currently share with you because they are the current quarter numbers, things, whatever we thought would happen has actually happened. So we are comfortable with, you mentioned about 1750 crores. So we believe that we will grow in this quarter and the next quarter. We are fairly confident that the growth will happen. Basis the regular portfolio, the business that comes from Muthoot Fincorp branches, the other loans, and also the co-lending portfolio. All this will definitely add up. If not 1750, it could be, let us say, 100-150 crores lower. But then we will definitely speak about maybe a couple of hundred crores lower. But definitely we'll speak about a quality portfolio, a pool which is, I would say, of the limited delinquency, maybe like the pre-COVID days that we had, the kind of portfolio. Maybe we'll go back to that. You will see that possibly the team, when you speak to the credit team, we speak to the collection team and the business team, they are fairly committed, saying that, no, this is something which would need to happen and which will happen.
Sure. So I do appreciate the management thought process of building a quality portfolio, and we would always be happy with that. So, sir, given the current situation, you said we can do a disbursement of around 1,650 crores, and thereby we can probably reach around 2,600 crores of AUM for the current year. And for the next year, you had guided an AUM of about 3,400 crores. And the current year guidance for credit cost was around 1%. Do we stick to that kind of numbers for guidance?
Current year, it could be slightly lower than the guidance that we had given. Maybe by about 200 to 250 crores lower. But then I would say that whatever is lower, that would definitely get covered up through lower provisioning. It will get covered up through higher revenues, because otherwise pointless having a portfolio on your books and then deciding that the 25-30% of that doesn't yield any income. So bottom line is something which we are looking at. In fact, whenever we are speaking to investors, the constant query has always been that ROA, ROE, where will you be? What will be your credit cost? In fact, the last couple of quarters, the credit cost has been in check. From 2.29%, we have now come to roughly 1.54%. So I would say that those metrics, maybe size may not be there, but then definitely the other, the more important part, that is the bottom line, the capital adequacy, the credit cost, the BNPA, NNPA, that would be looking far superior to what it was maybe a year back or a couple of years back.
And sir, given the current interest rate scenario and the competitiveness in the segment in which we operate, what is your confidence level in terms of gaining more markets? So basically, just trying to understand where will we drive the growth from. The growth will be typically, are you trying to see better vehicle numbers and the growth, better market share? and typically the strategy behind that, how do we, you know, drive the growth basically, the strategy for the growth.
I'll request my friend Madhu to answer that,
yeah.
And I will add to whatever I believe needs to be added.
Yeah. So Rahul, when we say we have taken slew of credit measures to improve the quality of the portfolio, two-wheeler industry or two-wheeler finance business typically has mostly new to credit customer, okay, like around 60%, 65% is new to credit customers, and you would be aware that our focus had been bottom of the pyramid of the customer, okay. And so the thought process is that how we move towards people with credit track record, where we are very sure that how the portfolio is going to perform. That is specifically because of the Black Swan event that has happened, and the portfolio feedback and the current customer profile that comes to us for credit. We learned that it has impacted the credit worthiness of the customer, cash flow of the customer. So it was logical for us to be careful. And from that perspective, we are you know, directionally moving. I'm not saying that fully we'll move into it, but directionally we are moving towards customers with proven track record, okay, and that's why we say that we look at a portfolio quality. So my business from the bottom of pyramid may slightly get affected, and that's affecting the volume. But from where we'll get the growth? Yes, we'll grow from a segment which we were not earlier competing there. At the same time, if you look at our geographical structure, we would like to grow beyond, you know, certain areas where we were kind of dominating the market. So there are a few states which we have identified beyond Kerala where we want to disproportionately grow our numbers. I'm not saying that it would start happening from tomorrow, but that's the strategy, that's the process. These specific states, already we are there, we know this market very well. And we see that we have upside in these states, and our portfolio had been also behaving. So we have identified certain states where we'll grow our business and grow the business with the segment that we are mentioning, that we'll, you know, kind of change our direction a bit towards a better quality. So markets are identified, strategy is identified, and that's what we'll drive. And that's the confidence that we have got, that we have set a formula right in terms of customer profile, segment of customer that we'll drive, and also we have identified specific markets that will drive our numbers. Rather than go and do a carpet bombing, we'll do a very selective you know, attack on the market segments.
Maybe to Rahul, just to add to what Madhu said just now, promoters have always believed that growth should be without too much of increase in infrastructure, and that's exactly what we are trying to do. Madhu did mention about areas that we are currently not present, and we are trying to go into those areas and do the business. Definitely, Muthoot Fincorp branches, he did mention about in detail. Co-lending is another area, active thing that we have started in a big way. It would be in areas where we currently don't have volumes. So the growth will happen without infrastructure, and we'll deal with the people who are, I would say, well entrenched on the ground. That is what will lead to growth, and that to profitable growth.
Sure. Just one last thing. If you could share some targets with regards to co-lending for the current year and the next year, what kind of targets are we?
My request is, since we have just started it and two of the people are on board and they have started disbursement, my request is, let's not put a target, but then we are fairly confident that over a period of time the volumes will be substantial. Then let me put it that way. So we would want to see a quarter before we start giving a target to it, because these are early days. We have got into it first time. We may not want to put a number. We gave an overall number saying that you said 1750. We said make a couple of hundred of crores here and there. We believe that let's leave it over here right now. Maybe end of December, maybe when you do the call, I'm sure the team will tell what is the expected target for the next 1 year or so. Because there are two co-lending we have started already. Hopefully couple more will also start. Let's hope for the best.
Sure. Thank you so much, sir, and best wishes.
Thanks, Rahul. Thanks, Nehal.
Thanks, Rahul.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sameer Desai from FICOM Advisory LLP. Please go ahead. Sameer Desai, your line is on the talk mode. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Sameer.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Very much. Go ahead now.
Sir, thank you so much. A few of my questions got answered. Just one quick question. You mentioned of moving towards a proven track record of customers. Just wondering that, how do y'all see, would y'all see any impact on net interest margins in terms of a lower yield that y'all will be giving out to customers with a proven track record? That's the first question. Second question, in terms of the new investment y'all made in the Nucleus FinOne software, just wondering how that is integrating with the team and in terms of your loan sanctioning going forward, how would that work out?
Vinod, can I take the first part?
Yeah. Madhu, please go ahead, no? I will just add to what you're saying.
Yeah. Sameer, when we talk about moving towards a better segment of customers, we already have schemes where we have done a sizable portfolio with this segment of customers. I think it compensates with the collection cost, with the other follow-up costs that we incur in the new to credit portfolio. We are also working on analytics where the new to credit customer right now, whom we are, you know, majority of the customer whom we serve, we'll have a very good profiling of these customers. We'll be able to create a personality, you know, this kind of personality is of this particular customer segment or this particular customer and serve them. From the existing portfolio of existing set of customers also, we will be able to select the right set of customers. At the same time, when you go slightly above that, let's say, lower middle income class or middle income class customer, when we move towards that, yes, there also we'll have a good set of customer who will come into our portfolio. For the higher segment of customer, definitely there's an impact on the margin, and I mentioned that it is compensated through various other costs, including the credit cost. That's the experience we have already have gone through last 2 years. We have worked on that portfolio. We are very confident that that kind of portfolio would remain profitable for us. Irrespective of what kind of interest margin, overall, let's say ROE from that segment would be profitable enough for us to chase that particular segment. On the second piece, on the FinOne software, already it is implemented and all integration has happened. The data migration has happened and it is up and running. We are working on the LOS. We already have a very good LOS, and then, you know, as we go forward, we are exploring other possibilities that is there, which is right now not in the picture, but maybe some point in time we'll let you know. As far as LMS FinOne is concerned, it is up and running. Absolutely, you know, entire organization is on that. Vinod, do you want to add on?
No, I think you have covered everything. I think there's nothing much for me to add. I think you have covered everything.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sameer.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Sure, sir. Sir, in the last phone call, we had given our AUM target of around 2,700 crore-2,750 crore by end of March 31, 2023. Next year we were targeting, you know, 3,400-3,500 crore of loan book. What has changed now in one quarter that, you know, you are lowering your guidance, we have become more conservative on non-lending. earlier also, you know, we have had issues of higher gross NPA. We took a huge provision during, you know, Q3, Q4 of last financial year. Our delinquencies were, you know, even worse than any microfinance company. So, but we then, you know, in Q4 and Q1, we changed that, you know, we'll come back to growth and, you know, grow our AUM. But now suddenly in Q2 call, you are saying that, you know, we have become conservative and, you know, and now want to grow our book in a good manner. So if you can talk about it. So.
Yeah, Ankit, thanks for raising this point. I think it's a very valid query you have. And obviously, we need to be addressing it very carefully. Let me put it this way, Ankit, the intention of or what we presented maybe at the beginning of the year was definitely something which we thought was doable and should be done. As we go ahead, as the things started improving, we believe that we need to be concentrating more on, apart on the volume definitely, but more than the volume, I would say on the quality. So quantity you can get, but quality is the key, because having a book and then you will end up bearing cost on it. Madhu mentioned about collection cost and credit cost. Obviously, the interest cost is a bigger burden. So I would say that instead of doing those things, that was a conscious call which is taken by us in the second quarter, saying that no, things are improving. And since we are opening up other avenues, maybe through the Muthoot Fincorp branches, through the co-lending and other things, should we be a little more conservative in booking or doing transactions? And that is the reason you would see in the current quarter, there has been a drop in the disbursement. We have gone down to about 298 odd crore, about 30 odd crore more than the same immediately preceding quarter. But we believe that volume and everything has its own value, but then we believe that quality of the portfolio, profitability has a bigger role, and that is what would get appreciated in the long term. And that is the reason why we took this call, saying that, hey, even if it means that the book goes down a little bit, it is worth looking at better quality and growing book without increasing the cost. Now, while you did mention about the volume being lower, my request is look at the credit cost also, which has gone down significantly. In fact, versus the 2.29, also it has come down to 1.54. While we have given a guidance of 2.25% across the year. So my request is, where with us as an organization, we have taken certain decisions, which is for the long-term good of us as well as the shareholders.
So how much loan book growth are how much loan book are we targeting by end of this financial year?
I think when my other friend actually spoke, that time I actually responded to him because he was asking for about 2600. I said that no, I could be a couple of hundreds here and there. So my belief is we could be in the 2400 odd crores, 2400-2500 crores. That's my belief. My request is that you should bear with us and wait for us to give profitability to the people.
So we are talking about, you know, focusing more on quality, but that doesn't actually reflect in the kind of slippages that we are seeing, you know, this quarter also. This quarter also, we had 56 crore of slippages on a loan book of 2050 crore, which is extremely high. You know, despite focusing on quality, not growing loan book, our slippages continue to remain on elevated levels. And, you know, we talk about credit cost, but slippages continue to remain high. In the first half of this year, our slippages have almost as 112 crore. And, you know, and despite the entire financial sector, if you look at the entire, you know, sectors, you know, whether it is microfinance, whether it is other sectors who are relatively unsecured compared to us, are showing, you know, very low delinquencies or very less slippages, our slippages continue to remain at elevated levels. So, you know, on one hand, we are talking about not growing our loan book, and despite that, our slippages and credit quality continue to remain on a, you know, like not that great. So what is your view on that, and when do you think our slippages will come down?
Again, a very valid question. Permit me to take a couple of minutes to explain it in detail. Over the last 5 quarters, in fact, we have put up our slide Besides it, we have put up a slide where we have put up the slippages over the last 6 quarters. It is not there in what it is there in the public domain. You will actually appreciate that over the last 5 to 6 quarters, the slippages have actually started coming down. See, ever since we went into from the third quarter, we were following the norm of you go to 90 plus, and then when you go down, you have to go down to zero DPD. Then only you are treated as being out of NPA. So slippages have seen to be higher, but then in the Q1 and Q2 of last year, it has to do with it being normal 90 plus NPA. From Q3 onwards, we are talking about NPAs which have, I mean, accounts which have gone beyond 90 days and then gone down. So out of the total NPA of about 480 odd crores that we have reported at the end of the year, roughly 113, 115 crores is on account of accounts which are, in the past I would have not called it as NPA, I would have not called it as a slippage. So our, we are now reporting in a different manner compared to what we were doing possibly 4 quarters back. That is the reason why the slippages, the minute you go to 90 plus, obviously the fellow has gone to 90 plus because he cannot pay one installment. Getting him to pay 4 installments is possibly expecting a bit too much from him. And we deal with the bottom of the pyramid, we deal with that kind of customer. So when we are dealing with that kind of customer, we need to understand very clearly that he will not be able to pay 4 installments. And that is the reason you will see, since you are referring to that slide 27, please look at it once again. I am collecting close to 30-35 crores on a month or quarter and quarter basis from these customers. So they are paying me one installment at a time. 37,000 customers have, or 39,000 customers have paid me something, but they have not gone out of NPA. So I am saying the slippages look to be bigger, but my request is, if I can possibly work out, I ask my colleagues to work out something and say, what are the ones which went to beyond 90 days and then came down, that should not be called a slippage. Because then you will realize that the actual slippages are significantly lower. Many of them have not actually added to that so far. I think most of them will start adding to it from the 1st of October. So we have added to it from the third quarter last year. So my request is slippages could be there, but whether collections are happening, that is important, collections are happening.
But you know, on this, you know, the 147 crore provisioning that we took in last year, you know, how much of the recovery do you expect, or how much of the provisioning write back that you are expecting in this financial year? You were expecting in the Q1 call, you were expecting substantial write backs from this provisioning in Q2, which has actually not happened. So during second half, do you expect any significant write back to the provisions?
Yeah, well, against that, some bit of reversals are happening. Since in the second quarter, the collection has been in the 105% range. We want that 105 to go to 115-120%, and that is the time when the reversals will start happening. Now, let me put it differently. Let me throw back something at you. From about 5.5% or 5.7% NNPA, we brought it down to 4.5%. The intention was to show to reduce the NNPA so that we can give comfort to the lender. If I had not done that, I'm sure I could have reversed a lot of it. We didn't do it. See, we could have done that. I could have possibly reversed 20-25 crores. We didn't do that because we felt that giving comfort to the lenders is equally important. Definitely investors are somebody who are one of the major stakeholders, but lenders are the ones who actually make us run, who make us run the business. So definitely we need to ensure that we give them comfort. Anything close to 4% NNPA or less than that is what will give them some amount of comfort. So we need to look at that. I could have reversed a lot of it. Maybe 20-25 crores I could have reversed and been at the same NNPA that I was at the same at the end of the last financial year. But we didn't do that. We steadily brought down the NNPA. So my request is to give the company a couple of more quarters. for them to show some bit of yield, some bit of reversals. Right now, reversals have not been done. It has been only, in fact, like I said sometime at the beginning of the call, that the 13.75 crores additional provisions I have done. I have not done, not reduced the NPA. I have not reduced or not reversed the provision.
Sir, you know, we are at, you know, 95.
Mr. Gupta, may we request.
Just last question, if you can allow.
Sir, may we request that you return to the question queue?
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Viraj Mehta from Equirus PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have essentially the same question. Just as an outsider, it's just very difficult to understand that when the environment is getting better for almost all kind of lenders, be it your microfinance or corporate or two-wheeler lenders, we suddenly in the middle of August, after being in this business for 10 years, realize that our practices are not correct. I just find it extremely difficult to fathom. How and when has this change happened, and what has led to this realization?
Vinod, can I take this?
Please, please.
Viraj, it is not suddenly that we have decided that we'll look at more customer, better customer segments. It is not like that. I mentioned that parallelly, we have a segment of, say, a better segment of customers. We serve them as well, but not, the portfolio size is not that big. A few of the questions, previous questions that I heard, what happened in Q2 or, you know, that suddenly we are talking about credit quality and things like that. After a black swan event, we had certain assumptions. Okay, this is what is going to happen, and let's say, the basic thing is how the customer's cash flow is behaving and what kind of profile is coming to us, what are the rejection rates, what is our credit metrics that we are measuring on the business we have done recently. A lot of parameters are reviewed. One of the thing is that customer's cash flow, whether it is improving or not, you people are in the market, you people know much better. In the lower segment customer, the cash flow has not improved substantially what it used to be pre-COVID. Okay? We need to give some more time for these customers to bounce back to what their cash flow used to be at earlier levels. Which means that, should we go gung-ho into this market, go very aggressive in the market? No, that time has not come. During the start of the year or during the Q4, our assumption was, yes, we can go aggressive given the market situation and things like that. You people know what is happening in the global market front and, you know, how that is impacting the customers. Ultimately, they are also impacted by their, you know, interest cost and things like that. We said, it is not time that we should go aggressive. We should continue some more, you know, caution till we are very sure about, you know, the customer's cash flow is improving and things like that. What are the customers whose cash flow is stable? The people who are having regular income, people who are having, you know, who are more of a bankable transaction, and I can have collection through the, you know, without any follow-up, I can have the collection. That's the whole perspective right now. It is about being cautious. It is not about changing the direction. Time to time, you have to keep on, you know, assessing, shall I go full-fledged aggressive or shall I continue my caution? I am saying that right now it is about being cautious at the bottom of the pyramid. At the same time, go to a customer segment where you are very sure that portfolio is going to behave on the assumptions on which you are going to do that business. Meanwhile, Vinod also explained that how, you know, we'll grow. It is not that we are saying we don't want to grow. We are saying we'll grow, but there are various other avenues that is being, you know, put in place, so that the numbers that we are saying we achieve and deliver that by the year end.
Maybe to add to what Madhu is saying, Viraj, one thing which I wanted to tell you is that it is not something which we have started in the current quarter. This is something which we started immediately after COVID. In fact, that is the reason maybe if you split my book into two parts as to pre-COVID and post-COVID. Post-COVID, you will find that the NPA, gross NPA, not even net, gross NPA would be in the 5% range. This is the exercise that we
we took up immediately after COVID, and then we constantly keep improvising. We possibly had one more round of improvisation in the second quarter in the current year. So my request is you give the company that kind of time so that growth, we are not said that growth will not happen, like Madhu is saying. We are saying that then we will ensure that it happens over a period of time, and it will have all the other numbers are, I would say, looking reasonably good. This will also come. Volumes will come with us. Please give the company some time.
Sir, a couple of bookkeeping questions. Your employee expense this quarter, quarter on quarter, has fallen from 18.2 crores to 15.7 crores. In an environment like this, I mean, can you throw some light? Why did we saw such a shrinkage in employee
expense? There was certain reversals that asset provision which was there of the previous year, which in the current year we felt it is no longer needed. That is what got reversed.
So this is one off. Your on an average cost will still remain 18 crores, 19 crores a quarter.
18 and a half, that range is 6 crores a month roughly.
Yes, okay, got it. And sir, last thing I wanted to ask is, if you can, like, if you said you did 280 crore to 90 crore disbursement in the last quarter, but you majorly did post August, is our monthly run rate in the range of 125, 130 crore in October or 120 crores, or it's not even there?
Yeah, I normally don't give out numbers in the middle of the quarter, but then you are broadly correct. Let me put it that way.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And normally, after the board approves the numbers, only I give out the numbers. So, I'm sorry, I can't.
I understand.
But you are broadly correct. Let me book. October, you are broadly correct. November will be better.
Yeah, it's not about 5 crore here and there, sir. But
if you cannot be.
Then it's fine. Thank you, sir.
Usse aga farak nahi. Wo to broadly.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question.
Hi, Ankit.
Yes, sir. My question is on the collection efficiency. Sure, you are saying we had 105% collection efficiency in Q2 thanks to the big numbers that we wrote off last year. So how long do you think we will have this above 100% collection efficiency? How long will we take to recover the amounts that we had to write off last year?
Ankit, the collection at about 105%, while interacting at the beginning of the call, I did mention, is good, but it is not giving us comfort. We believe it should be higher than that. We believe that it should be much more than that, because obviously that is what will help. One of my friends sometime back said that the provisioning reversals have to happen. So obviously when the collections improve further, which we believe third and fourth quarter will show that kind of numbers, because second quarter was at about 105% of the current billing. Third quarter should ideally be more than that, and fourth quarter is normally the best quarter for any company, and I'm sure we will not be any exception. So that is when the numbers will go up. We will, the 105 will definitely go up.
So you think 105 can go up to 120 over the next, over the second half?
Should go to 115, 120 types.
And sir, this collection, all our collection will be done this year only. And can we get some collection over next year also, or this year is the period where we think everything book will be clean, fully recovered?
I don't see that. I think in a different context, I said that about 115 odd crores is on account of soft NPA or NPA which are less than 90 days. So this kind of collection, they continue to pay one installment, one and a half installments a month. So that would continue. Maybe after the end of the tenure, they will complete their repayment in 3-4 months from there. If he has got about 25 months left, it could happen over the next couple of years. So I would say the recovery process is something which we would see over a period of time. Some of it in the current year, lot of it in the subsequent year, in the next year definitely. That is the reason in the
ECL provisioning also, we have, when we look at the account closing, we look at the collection over the next over the next 2 years, whether the, what is the likelihood of the account to get closed. We look at the past history, saying that from the time the account closed or the account became fully entire installments got over and not paid by the person, but the due date is over. Within 2 years after that, how much was paid? So we look at it that way. So definitely, for the kind of customer base that we work with the bottom of the pyramid, they would definitely pay, but then they would pay in a staggered manner across the next couple of years.
Sure, sir. And sir, and you're saying we are focusing a lot on profitability now and not so much on the loan book. So what is the kind of ROA guidance we are looking for the full year?
I believe that 3% should be a reasonable one. 3.25% is a good one, I will put. Let me put it that way. I think that has been what we used to do pre-COVID, and I'm sure we'll go back to that.
Yeah.
Sure, 6 months, I think we are at about 3.1%. So I would say that 3.25 is a reasonable assumption to have.
Okay, sir. And you are saying loan book, as in we will be at 2400 crore types. Hope we are not planning to reduce it any further, because this quarter was a bit of disappointment, as in you want to go for quality, and that is why. Hope you will stay.
My friend, you look at the ROA, yeah. You will get the ROA.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thanks a lot, Uncle.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh Oza from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, firstly, if you could indicate on the cost to income ratio for H2 FY23 and next year going ahead.
First half is about 50, OPEX to income, first half is at about 58%. I believe that it should hopefully be in the 55% kind of, 52 to 55% range, that's my belief.
Okay, this was second half. And next year, if you could indicate?
Maybe a couple of percentage points lower.
Okay. And sir, on credit cost for H2 FY23 and FY24, if you could indicate, please.
I said for the full year, roughly 2.05%. I think we are currently, for the first 6 months, my belief is it could be in the range of 2%. But I'm saying that let's assume it's going to be 2 to 2.25%. Any reversals which will come from the additional provisions that we have done last year, that is separate. I'm talking about a normal business, roughly 2 to 2.25%.
Okay, so net-net, what credit costs are we expecting?
Net-net, I would... Because my intention, company's immediate intention is to ensure that the net NPA goes down. RBI has put a limit of 6%. The company internally believes that it should be below 4%. So we would want to, if we have provisions, we would not want to reverse it. We would want to use it for reducing the net NPA. So I will right now not want to give any numbers on the reversal of provision. But I believe that substantial amount should come in the third and the fourth quarter.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Dear friends, thanks once again. I think we have been doing this kind of calls over the last several quarters, and we have been trying our best to address most of the queries. Somewhere we felt something would happen, sometimes it has not happened. Obviously, it lot depends on not only efforts, it lot depends on the market factors. Somewhere we would have slipped in the past, but I believe that things are changing for good.
things are returning back to normal, or it has returned to normal in most of the cases. And we believe that going forward, the volumes should also talk. Right now, we are talking only quality. I believe volumes will also start speaking. And we should continue. I mean, the business volumes should continue. The business profitability should improve. And I would say that all put together, the organization will continue to do well. And we need your support, prayers and best wishes for the organization. That's all. Thanks a lot, everyone.
Thanks, Vinod. And thanks to every one of you for joining this call. And thanks for all the encouragement you people give. I want to just reassure all of you that there is no change in the vision of the organization, of the group, of the strategy that we are doing. It is certain changes, and you should believe us that it is for the benefit of the organization and benefit of all our shareholders and investors. We are very highly focused on giving those ROE, ROA that we are committing to you. And it's very important that whether we have taken important learnings and have we put certain steps to, you know, correct the problems that we have faced earlier? Yes. There's an increased focus, and as a team, you know, as the KMP and the promoters, the directors, you know, everyone, we are working very closely to, you know, take this organization back to the levels which we used to be earlier. So please be rest assured, it is work in progress, and definitely the progress is yet to come, but we are committed to ensure that organization is back to the expectation levels that all of you believe that MCSL should deliver. Thank you once again. Thank you very much, and all the best to all of you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.